Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Star Wars Return of the Trendy.
That was me doing a TIE fighter.
Yeah, that was good. It sounded like a cat.
Yeah, it sounded something. More like a Muppet, like harassing you from a moving car. So, yeah, whatever it was. It was a TIE fighter, okay? I'm trying.
Because it sounded like a Muppet harassing me from a moving car brought back bad memories. I'll just leave it at that.
I mean, yeah, I remember you grew up on Sesame Street.
They are relentless.
Sesame Street Bloods.
Yep. That one is courtesy of Slip McNipley. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Slip McNipley. I'm Jack. That's Miles. This is What's Trending.
I'm a TIE fighter.
Yeah. I'm a truck.
No, that's also, that felt like Gonzo or something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Being like, help me! Like, going by. And you're like, oh, shit, man. Somebody tried to nab up Gonzo.
Yeah. His cape got stuck in a car door or something.
You hate to see it.
Yeah. You really do. You really do. Gonzo really has survived a lot of physical trauma. He falls down a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And
I hope they have good insurance on that set.
Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, lawsuit waiting to happen. I'll tell you that much.
Hashtag cancel student debt is something that's trending. What's going on? What's happening?
I think a lot of people are reacting to how Chuck Schumer is, like, he gave an interview talking about how he sees the, you know, like a Biden 100 days FDR type shit, and saying like that the main points that would be tackled in this, like, in the offset I don't even know, I have to do my own ad libs of this administration is, you know, climate, racial injustice, then wealth and income inequality. They said, you know, one, like, trying to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour federally. And then the other one is talking about canceling student debt. And he says that he has a proposal with Elizabeth Warren that the first $50,000 of debt be vanquished. And they believe that Joe Biden can do that, you know, just by executive order, which they could, because I'm sure, like, with loans that are held by the DOE, they can easily just be like, okay, this is our policy to forgive that. There's not much else that has to happen there. But overall, yes, this would be a great thing to relieve people of their stupid ass student debt just because of the way our system is set up. But then it's trending now because you have all the, you know, the take wars on canceling student debt have begun, where most people are like, yeah, this is a good thing. And I just want to read this one, which is so fucking stupid. This is from Damon Linker, who writes for The Week, saying, I think Dems are wildly underestimating the intensity of anger college loan cancellation is going to provoke. Those with college debt will be thrilled, of course, but lots and lots of people who didn't go to college or who worked to pay off their debts, gonna be bad. I don't think so. That's not how that works.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, people will feel some type of way, I'm sure, like everyone, just like any person does who's been through everything and progress has happened on the other side of them going through some shit. But yeah, the idea is like, okay, what's, well, where's mine?
I guess there's no rules. I guess there's no rules anymore.
Yeah, there's like another meme that's like showing like a trolley car that has like, you know, it's clearly just ran over a bunch of people that were tied to the rails. And there's someone at the switch being like, do I divert the trolley car? Or do I, or would it be fair to kill the people that the, you know, or wait, no, right. Would it be fair to the people the trolley has already killed to divert it now? Like, because there's another group down the track and this guy's like, oh boy, cancel that shit.
It's a conundrum. That is what the philosophical thought experiment is once you've killed a bunch of people, you just have to kill the rest because of consistency, the philosophical importance of consistency.
Okay, here's another thought experiment, Bernie Sanders. What about white supremacy? What about all the people that have dealt with white supremacy? You just want to get rid of it now or do a lot to get rid of it now? Is that fair to everybody else who lived through it? I don't think so. I think they'll be mad if a new generation gets to live unburdened by such a fucked up existence.
Furious.
They'll be mad.
Gonna be bad, Miles. Gonna be bad.
Gonna be bad. Yeah, exactly. My grandpa would be like, God damn it. Like, what the? Oh, so y'all get a different I didn't do this so you could have a better life.
Offset. Sorry, I was a little late on that. I apologize. I'll try and be quicker. God.
Lockdown. You got the lockdown brain.
Wrexham. Damn near killed him. What is Rex? Wrexham.
Love it.
Wrexham.
Wrexham Association Football Club is a team, a soccer team, a footballing club, who I believe is, I don't even know what conference they're in, but they're in Wales. And my interaction with Wrexham will be like maybe an FA Cup, a Carling Cup, something like that, where, you know, teams from lower divisions play some of the, you know, teams in the top division, the Premier League, as it were. But they are trending because Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney from It's Always Sunny have bought the club. Like they own, like they're owning it. And like they put a video out where they're like bigging up that one of the main sponsors, which is like someone who makes trailers in Wales. So, but you have like these two big stars being like, and buy their trailers. And they're like, why are we saying this? Because we now own the club. We'll see. Like, I don't know what, I would have a good time if my local club got bought by like some funny dudes seem like they give a shit. But the thing is, whenever there's new ownership in a team, the first thing is like, okay, what's the goal here for these people? Are they doing it to have an asset that they can just leverage for bigger loans? Are they doing like Stan Kroenke does and a lot of American owners do? Is this a glamour project for your ego? Is it that you just want to say you own a club? Or do you actually identify with like the supporters and want to bring them joy and be like, I'm going to put everything I can into making Wrexham like a great club? So we'll see.
Yeah. It's an interesting project. It's interesting that they bought like a small time team, you know? It's like,
yeah.
If Jay-Z bought instead of the New Jersey Nets, he bought like a D-League team.
It's like, yeah.
I kind of respect it. Kind of you love to see it. We'll see. Do you think Ryan Reynolds does his own like social media, or do you think he just has like a team of writers? That's a question.
I think he's legitimately a funny, talented guy. So I don't he doesn't seem like the kind of guy who'd be like, or he knows his own shit well enough that he probably couldn't allow someone else to be his voice.
Right.
But I don't know. That's just me projecting.
Yeah. I like that dude. All right. Ellen is trending because she accepted a People's Choice Award, basically the Oscars of people. it's like the it's best you can. It. Yeah. Yeah. I'm the best you can choice. Do. and I mean, I think the world can agree. She crushed her acceptance speech.
Crushed it. I mean, nothing's been going on with Ellen the last year that could possibly shake her focus of just being accepting an award. But we're silly because she, you know, that's the only thing going through her mind since her show has come back on. And we talked about when that first episode, she's like, all right, so for those of you who are watching because you love me, thanks for being here. And if you came here because you hate me, welcome. So some weird stuff went down, and I'm not going to really deal with it very directly. So, I mean, just tell me. I think this is a bit of a labored acceptance speech. You tell me if it is.
I'm looking around like you're over there, but really you're in here, I think. That's where I should look at you. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you from deep, deep down in my heart. I thank you. I am not only accepting this award for myself, I'm accepting it on behalf of my amazing crew, my amazing staff who make this show possible. They show up every single day. They give 100% of themselves 100% of the time. That's 250 people times 170 shows a year times 18 years. And if you carry the two and divide it by 11. My point is,
dude,
I love them all, and
I
thank them for what they do every single day to help that show be the best that we try to make it every single day. And I know this award comes from the people. I say thank you to the people. Thank to for all of my fans for supporting me, for sticking by me.
It kind of just goes on. It's just sort of like, we get it. You fucked up. You mistreat your crew. And that's what all of this has become about.
And it's also that... So she was mean to people who worked for her, but also when she came back, like for her first episode, it was her apology was more, she was apologizing on behalf of the people who worked for her because she like allowed their bad behavior was essentially how she framed it.
And now it's just like, love you guys, love you guys, love what you do. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I don't know what's going to change, but thank you so much. This comfort, it was, I don't know, like knowing everything that's happening, when you watch the video, you can tell she's not Ellen, you know, when she's just free flowing and just being herself. Like, it's like, I must do apology and show thanks and gratitude for my subordinates so I can continue to extract money from their labor. It felt like a racist person accepting like a NAACP Image Award and trying to talk up how much like culture means, like, oh, and you know, I love blackness and everything about it day in and day out. Like, it's just, come on, just, I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting, but something a little more sincere than sort of like felt like obligatory, which is how this came off of, like, say the right thing right now because you're in shit.
Yeah.
Like, where's that article where it's like, yo, she bought she paid off like everyone's miscellaneous debts, like on her crew, like, you know, doing something substantive rather than like just being like, I swear to God, you can look at me in the eyes now. And I'll stop hiding matchsticks.
Out of the kindness of her heart, I was going to say, out of the kindness of her heart, gave her cleaning crew a day where she didn't hide matchsticks around her house to make sure that they got every corner.
Right. But then she's like, so addicted to it. She's like, just one, Ellen. You can do one.
Just
it's
one.
Not 10 today. And you put it in an obvious place where they will get it and you don't have to get mad. That's your gift to them.
Fuck.
I'll put it underneath the hand towels in the linen closet. Yes.
Because they usually get that one. I mean, this time they didn't. And that's why they're fired. And they know that.
I headbutted through the drywall in a rage about it.
They know that's why they were fired. And that's better for them in the long run.
Really, I'm taking the burden on on their behalf.
Yeah, you think this is easy? Chris Paul is trending because he was traded from the Oklahoma City Thunder over to the Phoenix Suns. This is an interesting trade for both sides. Oklahoma City, who traded away Russell Westbrook to the Rockets. They traded away Paul George, got a haul for Paul George. Didn't even mean for that to rhyme. Getting a haul for Chris Paul meant for that one to rhyme. They like have all the draft picks for the next, like just all of them. I think they get any player who's coming in the NBA in the next 5 years, they get him. But Chris Paul is going to the Phoenix Suns, who were kind of one of the more intriguing teams that didn't make it into the playoffs, but played in the bubble because they were like undefeated and just playing incredibly well in the bubble. And I think this is their front office being like, let's try and win now. Let's try and put some good seasons together. They do.
That's a pretty good like a conversion of the number of players and like pick. Like, well, they get one first round pick in 2022.
Who, OKC?
Yeah.
No, they got a lot for Chris Paul. They
like he continues. That was it, Sam Presti or whoever their GM. I think he's winning right now.
Like people, even though the focus was on, you know, how good the Clippers were going to be with Chris Paul and Kawhi at when they made the trade last year, people were still like, he won that trade, basically. Yeah. And it seems like same deal here, even though I don't think as many people are into what the Suns did. I think a lot of people are like, well, Chris Paul is kind of washed. He's getting old. He's 6 feet tall. Which old 6 foot tall point guards are never don't always have the best shelf life, but he was good last year, man.
Yeah,
he was good for
really
OKC.
Good.
I don't hate this trade for the Suns because I mean they're gonna probably wait around and watch Booker leave at some point. Devin Booker, their young star. You know, a lot of times the stars don't stay in Phoenix, and so you might as well, like, while you have him, while you have this young core, Ayton, you might as well give them a really good point guard who can like give them the ball in great positions to score. Devin Booker's never had a great point guard.
It's good fun for Suns fans to just to add Chris Paul to Ayton and Booker, and you're like, okay, now I can, like, as a fan, like, you know, I'm not a Suns fan, but I don't like keep up that much, but when I knowing what I know, I'm like, yeah, that would get me a little more excited. Like I have a little more optimism, so I feel good for you Suns fans.
Yeah, I'll be I'll be excited. Hopefully the bubble was not a fluke, but I don't think it is.
And thank you for going blue, Maricopa County. You know, we appreciate that.
Yeah, shout out to y'all.
So you get a little Chris Paul as a treat.
Yeah, that was like one of the bigger swings in the country, right? Because they were pretty red before.
Yeah, but hey, on the backs of organizers, activists everywhere, and yeah. So maybe not the Suns, but yes, the people, the good people of Arizona. Shout out to y'all.
And it's like the details are still coming out, so we don't know if the new Chris Paul, Alfonso Rivera, is also getting traded with him. So we'll just have to wait and see. Have you seen those commercials?
Rivera, yeah. At first I was like, what are you talking? And then I was like remembering, wait, I haven't watched TV in a while, but that's right. Carlton was Chris Paul in those
Carlton
ads.
Played Chris Paul. Played a guy who was creepily stalking Chris Paul and trying to act like he is the new Chris Paul. And it's all fun and silly until he starts like doing home invasions. And then like at one point, like tries to kidnap his son by convincing him that he's Chris Paul.
Carlton, no.
Yeah. Those ads always like, it's funny. They like they'll do a sequence and then like it goes into like a really creepy direction. Like the last one with Oscar from The Office, like had that like robot that was like melting and like water was pouring out of its face. It was kind of disturbing.
Yeah.
Anyways, shout out to State Farm. They can sponsor our podcast if they'd like.
I hope the Suns get good retro jerseys. You know, like I like the Nets. They're going back to that Derek Coleman era shit. The Kendall Gill like throwback Nets jerseys with like the fucking like sort of faded cloud pattern. That's going to be their uniform. Like the old Barkley Phoenix Suns jersey. I like that. I like the look of it. I just wish like whenever you see Nike put out like, you know, like that's the other thing when the seasons are like, okay, who's going to get the cool uniforms? Like what's going to be like the cool city edition or throwback edition? Like half the time, I feel like they're just wasting time by trying to iterate on things when they can just go back to like the old designs that are fucking timeless and people love anyway. And you're going to sell just as many of rather than being like, what about a Laker jersey that's like white and silver? And I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, okay, I get it. It's like a homage to like when we left Minneapolis, but
damn. Yeah. Like people are loving this Sixers City Edition jersey that's got like the a drawing of like sort of
oh yeah, like the skyline. Looking.
Yeah. I'm not feeling it that much. Like all they would have to do is go back to that like really iconic Iverson one with the like ball underneath it, like the
yes.
swoosh ball and the eye that's a star. Like people would be feeling that in a very real way.
Just like, you know, get those like old school, like early 90s, even when they had like the super aggressive, like red, white, and blue uniforms that had like the basketball and the Sixers. Oh man.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It's like I'm trying to think of who the card that I'm like Hersey Hawkins and like Clarence Weatherspoon. Right, you know right, what I mean? Right. I'm trying to remember the cards that I had that are the basketball cards I had that are giving me these memories.
Yeah, these Nets ones are kind of dope. They do look like they've just like the cloud pattern. It does look like it's just been through the wash, like in like somebody put the bleach in or something.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is what is trending this afternoon. We hope you guys are staying safe. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.